Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing as we finish off the fourth parak of Maseches Psachim with Parak Dalad Mishnah Ches and Parak Dalad Mishnah Tes. Parak Dalad Mishnah Ches is going to list six different minhagim, six different customs of the Jews living in Yericho that the Chachamim disagreed with. The first of them is going to involve what we've been discussing until now regarding working on Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Shisha Dvarim Asu Anshei Yericho, there were six things that the people who lived in Yericho used to do that the Chachamim were not so happy with, that the Chachamim did not really approve of. However, Al Shlosha Michu B'Yadam, for three of these things, the Chachamim protested against them, prevented them from doing it, said, you absolutely cannot do this. V'Al Shlosha V'Lo Michu B'Yadam, and there were three of them where the Chachamim did not protest against and did not demand that they stop performing that particular action. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu hein shelo michu biyadam, these are the three minhagim, the three customs that the Chachamim did not protest against, that the Chachamim did not prevent them from doing. Number one, Markivin dekolim kol hayom. The people of Yericho would graft date palms the entire day of Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos, when everyone holds that you're not supposed to be doing malacha, that you're not supposed to be doing work. And the halacha is, in order to prevent a financial loss, like we said, a davar ha'aved, so that you're allowed to do, whether it be on Chol Hamoed, whether it be on Erev Pesach. And the people of Yericho held that failing to graft their trees, grafting is basically what you insert branches of certain date palms that produce fruit into certain date palms that do not produce fruit, that the non-producing fruits would produce fruit. And they felt that not grafting, this is called grafting, not grafting their trees at the right time would result in a loss, and therefore it was allowed according to them. The Chacham held that this was not the case of financial laws, but they didn't necessarily protest against them because there was at least some basis, there was at least some reason halachically for what they were doing. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'korach and Es Shema, they would connect the first two psukim of Kriyasha, meaning they would say the first two psukim, the first pasuk being Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the second part of Shema being V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, they would put those two pieces together, like korech, like a sandwich, if you will, without saying Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuso Li'olam Vaed, in between them. Typically, we see Shema Yisrael, then you say Baruch Shem quietly, like the Malachim, and then you say V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. The people of Yericho did not do this. And the reason why the Chachamim did not protest, did not prevent them and make a big deal about them not saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaOlam Voed, is because as the Bi'ur Halacha points out, at the end of the day, there's no iser for, there's no prohibition, there's no iser for not saying Baruch Shem. It's a minhag, it's something that people do, but if you don't say it, you've still fulfilled your obligation of Kriyas Shema, and therefore the Chachamim did not protest against the people of Yericho. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'kotzerin V'gochin Lefnei HaOmer, they would reap and collect the new crop of grain and stack them before the Korban Omer was brought on the 16th of Nisan. Although the Chachamim had prohibited this out of concern that one might come to eat from the new crop, which is Aser Mid-De-Araisa, that the halacha is that any grain from the new crop, which we refer to as chadash, may not be eaten until the Korban HaOmer, which is brought on the 16th of Nisan, which is brought on the second day of Pesach. So until that was brought, you couldn't benefit from or eat any of the chadash, any of the new crops. The Chachamim therefore decreed that the new crop may not even be stacked in the fields before the Omer is brought, because they were concerned, as the Bar Tanora points out, that the workers might come to eat from it. The people of Yericho did not follow this iser, this decree on the Rabbanan level, but the Chachamim did not protest against them because the chances of people eating from the new crop were still small, were still insignificant, and therefore they allowed them to pile and to stack and to collect these new crops even before the Korban HaOmer was brought. Again, V'lo Michu B'Yadam, says the Mishnah, for these three things, the Chacham did not protest against them. However, says the Mishnah, V'elu Shemichu B'Yadam, these three minhagim, these three practices, the Chachamim did protest against the number one, Matirin Gamzios Shel Hekdesh. They allowed using the new growths of trees that belong to the Gizbar, that belong to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, because they held at the prohibition of Me'ila. Me'ila means when you take something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash and you miss misuse it, you misappropriate it, you use it when you weren't supposed to. So they held that this prohibition of milah applies only to the tree as it was when it was actually declared as belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Any outgrowths, anything that happened beyond that, any additional growths beyond that, they held were not belonging to Hekdash, and therefore they could use them as they saw fit. Now the Chachamim protested, because even if the growths are not subject to the biblical prohibition of Me'ilah, it's still Asur Midrabbanan. And therefore, as the Gemara points out in Maseches Pesachim, this is a problem that the Chachamim protested against. The Ochlin Mitachas Hanisharim B'Shabbos, the second minhag that the Chachamim protested against when it came to the people of Yericho, was that they would eat the fallen fruit from beneath the trees on Shabbos, because they might have fallen off the tree before Shabbos, and therefore they're not considered to be Muktzah, these are the people of Yericho would say. And the Chachamim protested, and they said, no, it is possible that these fruits did fall on Shabbos, and that would make them prohibited, that would make them Usur. And therefore, because they weren't set aside before, their muksa, they would not be allowed to be used, because we assume that they perhaps fell on Shabbos itself. And again, the Chachamim protested against the people of Yericho in this regard as well. The third thing that they protested against, v'nosnim peya l'yarak, they would give peya from yarakot, from vegetables. Even the obligation of peya does not apply to vegetables, as we learn in Maseches Peya. The Chachamim protested against this. Why? It's a great thing. Peya means one of the matnosanim, things that were left in the corner of the field, will go to the poor people. That's great. You're giving more tzedakah. The answer is no, because things that are the matnos aniyim, things that are given to the poor people, are not chayiv in trumos and maestros and separating for the kohanim, for the levim, and so on. And therefore, the chacham said, no, by you being extra strict when it comes to these vegetables, you're also being extra lenient, extra meka when it comes to trumos and maestros. You can't just not separate trumos and maestros for them. And therefore, umichu b'yadam chacham, the chachamim protested these three practices of the people of Yericho. Continuing now with Perek Dalet Mishnah Tess, as we finish off the fourth Perek of Maseches Pesachim. Similar to the previous Mishnah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches, this Mishnah is going to list six acts that were performed without the Chachamim being consulted first. Says the Mishnah, Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyah Melech, there were six things that the Chizkiyah the king did. Al Shlosha Hodula, there were three of these six things that the Chachamim agreed with, said great job. Al Shlosha Lohodulo, and there were three things that the Chacham absolutely did not agree with. First, we're going to discuss the three things that the Chacham agreed with. Says the Mishnah, Geirar Atzmos Aviv Almita Shel Chavalim, he dragged the bones of his father Achaz to the grave on a bed of ropes, and not on a bed that befits a king. And this was certainly a disgrace that his father Achaz had to experience, hoping that it would atone for the sins of his father. The king Chizkiah's father Achaz was the previous king of Yehuda. He served idols. He led many people to abandon Hashem, as the Pesukim described in Malachim and Malachim Beis. He was certainly not a very good person, and therefore Chizkiah decided to try to get kapara for him, atonement for him, by dragging his body in this way. The Hodulo, says the Mishnah, Nicham agreed. Is it great? It's not a problem. We agree with your actions here. Number two, Kitas Nechash Hanachoshes V'Hodulo. He crushed the copper serpent, this copper snake that Moshe had made because people, he felt, were worshipping it. And there, once again, the Chachamim agreed with him. When the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were in the desert, they complained about the man. So Hashem sent poisonous snakes against them. And after they did tshuva, as the Pesukim describe in Sefer Bamidbar, Hashem told Moshe to make the replica of a snake. And anyone who looked at this nechoshes, this copper snake, was healed as a result of it. But not people in the time of Chizkiyah Melech were worshipping it. So he's like, this is absolutely ridiculous. We have to get rid of it. He got rid of it. He crushed it. Said people would daven to Hashem and not daven to this and not daven to this snake. Number three, Ganas Sefer Refuos Vodula. Number three, he hid the book of healings, and the Chachamim agreed with that as well. This book listed various ways to heal, various plants that could heal people in different ways. Chizkiah hid it because people, as the Bartonar points out, were using it with instructions to cure themselves so quickly that the illness did not help them feel any, that illness did not inspire them in terms of davening to Hashem, feeling humble in front of Hashem. They just said, we don't need Hashem, we could just go to this book of Refuos, and that's going to help us with whatever we need. So these are the three things that Chizkiyah did that the Chachamim agreed with, that the Chachamim weren't happy about. Now we're going to list the three things that the Chachamim did not agree with. Number Ashlosha Lohu Dulo, they did not agree with Chizkiyah concerning the following three things. Kitzas Delaso Shal Heichal Vishigran Lamelech Ashur. He cut down the doors of the Beis HaMikdash that were made of gold, and he sent them to the king of Ashur as payment for some sort of a gift. V'lo hodulo. The Chacham did not agree with him because he should have relied on Hashem to provide the required money for the Melech Ashur. He shouldn't have taken the doors of the Beis HaMikdash and sent it to him. Now, what's going on over here? So the king of Ashur, Sancheirev, demanded a lot of gold and silver from King Chizkiyah in return for removing the Assyrian army from the southern kingdom of Yehuda. Now, because Chizkiyah was unable to collect the full amount, he sent Sancheirev the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, which were made of gold. And once again, Nechem disagreed and objected to this, protested, because they held that Chizkiyah should have relied on Hashem to provide the funds in a way that would not be a disgrace to the Beis HaMikdash. Once again, Vlahudula Vicham did not agree with him here. Number two, Sasa Megichon HaElyon Vlahudula, he stopped up the water of the upper Gichon, of one of the areas of water, so that the Assyrian army coming to attack Yerushalayim would not have drinking water. Once again, the Chachamim did not agree with these particular actions. He should have trusted in Hashem, that Hashem would protect the city as he promised. And number three, Iber Nisan Benisan Vlahudulo. He extended the year by adding a month of Nisan in Nisan, meaning he added an extra month to the year, making it a leap year after Nisan had already begun. And once again, the Chacham did not agree with him, because, as we learn in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, once Nisan has begun, it is too late to add an additional month. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Discuss six things that the people of Yericho did, three of which the Chachamim did not protest against, three of which the Chachamim did protest against. Again, just quickly reviewing, the first thing was that they would graft date palms in the entire day on Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos. They felt that this was a davar avid, a loss to not do this, and therefore they did it. Number two is they got rid of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed. They would say the first two together, Shema Yisrael and V'Ahavta Et Hashem Elokecha. Number three is they would reap and collect and pile the new fruits, the chadash fruits, before the Korban Homer was brought. And again, all these cases, the Chacham disagreed with it, but they did not protest them at all. Then the three things that they did protest are, number one, that the people of Yericho allowed using the new growths of trees that belong to the Beis HaMikdash. They felt it's not the actual tree that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, it's simply an outgrowth of the tree, and therefore it's allowed. Again, the Chacham disagreed and said, absolutely not, you cannot use the outgrowths of trees that belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Number two, they would eat the fallen fruit from beneath the trees on Shabbos. They felt, okay, it probably fell before Shabbos. The Chacham said, no, it more than likely fell on Shabbos, and therefore you can't use them. It's mukta on Shabbos itself. And number three, that the Chacham protested that the people of Yericho is that they would give payah from vegetables and therefore exempt them from the halachos of trumas and maaseros, which again the Chachamim did not agree with. And then in Perek Dal, Mishnah Tes, the Mishnah listed six things that Chizkiyah Melech did, three of which the Chacham agreed with, three of which they disagreed. Number one, what did they agree with? So they agreed that when he dragged the bones of his father to get him some kapara after he died, he was a very, very bad person, Achaz, so they wanted to get some atonement for him. Number two is he crushed the copper snake that Moshe had made many years earlier because people were bowing down to it. And number three is he hid this book of healings that people were just relying on it, and not relying on Hashem, not davening to Hashem. And they became very arrogant as a result, and therefore they were happy with his actions there. What three things did he do that they did not agree with? So number one, he cut down the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, and he sent them to Sancheirev, to the king of Ashur, as some sort of a gift that he was demanding from them. He should have had faith in Hashem and not destroyed and disgraced the Beis HaMikdash. Number two is he stopped up the water of the upper Gihon to the Assyrian army coming to attack Yerushalayim without have drinking water. Once again, the Chachamim felt he shouldn't have done this, he should have trusted Hashem, that Hashem would protect the city. And number three is that he prolonged the year by adding a month of Nisan in Nisan, when you're not supposed to do that. You should only add a leap year once it is before it is Nisan. You cannot do so if it is still Nisan. Have a great day.